from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
And we are going to be breaking in right now and joining Governor Inslee in Olympia.
All counties for the next 2 weeks will stay in the current phase that they're in this morning. At the end of the two-week pause, we will evaluate the metrics at that time, the number of cases per 100,000, the hospitalizations. So this is not a change to the phase plan, but we are pausing it for 2 weeks as we continue to evaluate the changing conditions in the state of Washington. This decision is based on the information that we've been able to analyze just in the last few days, as that has come in on a daily basis. And we're responding to what we've learned with that most recent information, as we always have. And I think our flexibility throughout this pandemic has been one of the reasons we've had a great deal of success, that as this virus has thrown us curves, we have responded. It's also worked because of the tremendous compliance we've had with our requirements for masking and social distancing, and a great credit to this goes to the state of Washington citizens. Before I talk some more about that, just a word on our vaccination. Today, more than 54% of the eligible Washingtonians have received their first dose of the vaccine, and 38% are now fully vaccinated. Obviously, we want that effort to continue because we have a long ways to go to get to a much safer position in the state of Washington. I have decided on this two-week pause in consultation with our State Department of Health and experts because we are in a constantly evolving situation, and unlike any other time during the pandemic, we look at the most recent information literally on a daily basis to make these decisions. For the past several weeks, epidemiologists have observed a fourth wave developing of COVID, as I talked about last week. But the most recent data that has come in just in the last few days, including what DOH has observed over the weekend, shows a potential plateauing of the COVID activity in the state of Washington, which obviously is good news. I'd like to show you the epi curve. I'm going to show you the one that I hope that you can turn your computer so I can see which one is up, please. Okay, this shows the rate of cases going back to November, as we see the two spikes in December and January. The curve then came down. It started to go up with this fourth surge. But you'll notice just now I'll switch to the next to show a blow up of the last 2 weeks. You'll see that towards the last week or two, we've had essentially a plateauing, particularly in the last several days. On the right side of the curve, it's essentially flat. Maybe if you're a total optimist, even a potential little decline. I wouldn't go so far to say that, but at least a plateauing. So we have seen some continued changes, and as the pandemic has changed, so have we. We know that we've unfortunately had increased hospitalizations. Fortunately, the death rate has gone down dramatically since we started the vaccine effort, and we're very, very happy about that. We attribute these changes to our vaccination progress. There's a reason we're succeeding on this, is because not only have we acted safely, but we're getting shots into arms. And we're pleased that we made priority decisions on who would receive the vaccinations first in a way that has dramatically driven down the death rate, because those who are most vulnerable received the vaccine first. So we're at the intersection of progress and failure, and we cannot veer from the path of progress. Our economy is starting to show early signs of growth. We've had great legislative victories on a number of issues. And we know vaccines are the ticket to full reopening, and we're very pleased about the success to date in that regard. But we need to continue to those efforts. There is reason to have hope that if we were to continue our progress on vaccinations, that sometime in the summer we could potentially have much more normal activities in our state. But this is dependent on our continuing to increase the vaccination rates. And as you know, we've had some concern about that in the last week or two. So if you have not made an appointment for vaccine, if your loved one is not, we certainly encourage you to do so. Make a plan to do it. There are now multiple options about where to get this vaccine for anyone over the age of 16. And we stress that, anyone over the age of 16. Young people are now an increasing percentage of people in our hospitals. So it's not just the senior citizens we're concerned about. It's everyone. Our federal partners are also indicating that we are in the cusp of approval to the vaccination from those of 12 years and older. So if that comes through, we will encourage folks in that direction as well. Now, I can't say enough about what the miracle this is to have this vaccine. These vaccines are desperately wanted across the planet, and we have them right here in the state of Washington. And so we would hate to see that miracle go to waste. And we hope that if you had a vaccine, you'll talk to your loved ones about the necessity and advisability of this. And if you have any questions about the vaccine, we really encourage people to call their medical provider, their physician, their physician's assistant, their dentist, their chiropractor, your dental hygienist, your dentist. They can provide you the best information about this. I talked with the organizations that represented these professions yesterday, and they are going to be very active, both sharing information and advice with their patients, but increasingly being in a position to actually administer the vaccine in these medical settings. We want to provide as much access as we possibly can to folks. So we're confident in our ability to continue to improve, but we got to all keep pulling together. I'd like to take a moment to commend some of our local leadership. Just in the last few days, local health authorities in Ferry County have made their own individual decision to put their county into phase two. That is a step that represents tremendous leadership on our local partners. The Whitman County Board took similar steps during an outbreak last month, not a phase change necessarily, but other strong measures. So what we're doing today, we want to make sure to reiterate that local officials have the ability to make decisions on their own. And again, I recognize Ferry County's local health decisions. Their decision is going to save lives. It was a stand-up thing to do, and it was a response to a very disappointing super spreader event in Republic, and they took action. Hats off to those leaders in Ferry County, because those folks are helping not only citizens in Ferry County, they help citizens all over the state of Washington, so that super spreader event does not move to the rest of the counties in the state of Washington. So to talk more about this two-week pause, we have Dr. Umair Shah and Dr. Jeffrey Duchin. Let me call on Dr. Duchin for comments. Jeff, take it away.
Thank you, Governor.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you, Jeff.
On behalf of Executive Constantine and myself, I want to thank you for the opportunity to provide a brief update and perspective on today's announcement and our situation in King County. In assessing the trajectory of our outbreak and considering response measures, both the number of cases and hospitalizations and the direction of our trend, whether we are rising or falling, are important. Although King County has exceeded the previously announced phase two rollback metrics, the recent increase in the number of cases in King County has leveled off for approximately 2 weeks now and is no longer rising at this time. We've also seen a plateau last week in our emergency department visits for COVID-like illness. And although it's not possible to predict with certainty where we're headed next, in many other areas of the country that experienced the COVID-19 fourth wave, cases have been declining. A two-week pause recognizes new information about our local disease trends and provides time to see more reliably which direction we're heading in and whether we're turning the corner on the fourth wave, which we very well may be, while we continue to do everything we possibly can to get more people vaccinated, especially younger adults, to decrease our future risk. I think this is a good, and I know a difficult decision by the governor, to make these late changes in response to the rapidly evolving situation. To paraphrase Miles Davis, the notes you don't play are as important as the ones you do. It's critical to remember that COVID-19 is an airborne disease, and there are important concrete steps that businesses and others can take to improve the air quality in indoor air spaces and reduce the risk for spread of the virus now and for the future. All King County business owners and operators and building managers for restaurants, gyms, and other retail and other public spaces should review and use the new guidance on our website for three steps to improve indoor air quality and make our indoor air spaces as safe as possible. And everyone who's out and about should be familiar with these safety measures and look for them to be sure steps are being taken to make the air as healthy as possible in the stores, businesses, restaurants, gyms, and other places you visit. This is also an important moment to highlight that whether we're talking about phase two or phase three, the main reason we need these restrictions at all is because not enough of us are vaccinated currently. And unvaccinated people are at risk not only for COVID-19 themselves, but pose a risk of spreading it to others, especially in indoor spaces. Just as we had no playbook to guide us when we experienced the first COVID-19 outbreak in the United States early last year, there's no playbook for the end game for this pandemic. But I'm sure all of us want to avoid a prolonged game of whack-a-mole with imposing and easing restrictions. Vaccination is the cure for mitigation measure whack-a-mole. Vaccination is our ticket to a more stable and more normal life and lifestyle. And the more people that are vaccinated and the more quickly, the more we will all be able to do, the more quickly we'll be able to do it, and the healthier our community and our economy will be long-term. Thank you again for the opportunity to join you today.
Thanks, Dr. Duchin.
All right. There you have it.
So you've just heard Governor Inslee and Seattle King County Health Officer Jeff Duchin. The big breaking news this morning is that the governor has announced a pause to the state's reopening plan, at least for the next 2 weeks. That means all counties are going to stay in their current COVID phases for 2 weeks. So if you're in phase two, like you are, G, you're going to stay there. Or phase three for all but three counties, that's where we're going to be staying. But this decision comes because they say that recent data shows that the cases are plateauing. And I hear you reacting because you're thinking that they're listening to our show and making the decisions.
Oh,
they're listening to you specifically.
Wait a minute. You ready? Okay, first of all, I just want to apologize to anybody listening. Right now, I am standing on top of a ledge inside of my house.
Be careful now.
If I fall, don't worry, because what I've learned is we constantly have an evolving situation. Governor Jay Inslee said, quote, "We are in a constantly evolving situation." So now it's a 2 week pause, which means I understand the goalpost moves constantly. And I understand it frustrates you. I get it. But yet this pause is to let common sense and science meet each other. That is all this is about. And I just cannot believe that this is where we are right now. And by the way,
isn't it a good thing, though? I mean, isn't this when you look at it and you say, OK, so last week we should have had an indication because they were going to announce it. They usually do it on Fridays and they said, OK, we're going to wait till Monday. We're going to assess it because they could see that for the past 2 weeks, which they have expressed that the cases were plateauing. And so the metrics, yeah, you know, we exceeded the metrics, but to do the rollback now, I would rather they say, you know what, we're looking at it, and in the past couple of weeks, it's looking better, so let's put a pause to it.
No. What I want Governor Jay Inslee to say, I want them to admit it. I want them to just come out and say it. All right, we do move the goalposts. Just say it. And that has been the frustration this entire time.
But now, he did say it. Flexibility, this is a quote, is one of the reasons we've had a great deal of success. That, along with tremendous compliance with masking, social distancing, more people getting vaccinated, so they're looking at the case counts. It's not going to be an exact thing. And anyone who wants it to be, unless you say, like other places have, and maybe that's the direction they go and say, on May 16th, we're going to just open it all up, no matter what. I mean, that is one option.
All right.
But
okay, all right. Maybe I shouldn't be as harsh. Okay, maybe I should let me be thankful. Thank you, Governor Jay Inslee. Thank you for not rolling back, because you know what? There are
we're breathing a sigh of relief.
Thank you. I mean, I'm glad that you guys are putting this on pause. I'm glad that you're letting us know that the death rates has dramatically dropped. I'm glad you let us know.
And what's the reason for that?
Because of vaccinations. Like, Ursula, you act like I don't pay. I pay attention to all of this. We literally talk about it every day. But the one thing that I'm not going to stray away from is the consistency of moving goalposts.
Yeah, lack of consistency.
And I don't. No. The consistency of the moving goalposts.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
You know what I mean? But again, I think this is great. I think it's a phenomenon. I mean, I know that there is a possibility of people that maybe had weddings set up or wedding planners out there and banquets and all that. And so to hear the encouraging words in that regards, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to sit here and be happy. Happy that those will be able to still bring in an income. Happy for those who have an opportunity to still go and get vaccinated. So at the end of the day, what Governor Jay Inslee sat up there and said, I believe ultimately it was good news.
But you know what they're also doing?
What's that?
Which is vaccine. These are quotes. Vaccine is the cure for mitigation whack-a-mole. If you want to have a more stable life and a stable lifestyle and reopen fully, vaccine is the answer. That is the key. There's no playbook for the end game. But again, they're saying we want to make sure that we reopen. The governor said there's a chance we can do it. If everyone continues, if you haven't already signed up, we could be fully reopened by the summer. I think that's going to be the change messaging now. Not continuing to, hey, we're going to take away. Remember, this is just for 2 weeks. Right?
Right.
So, you know, in 2 weeks, are we going to be back to that? Or are we going to see people continue to open up? And I know for people who are just adamant that they're not, you feel like you're getting pounded on the head with this message. But I think you're going to hear a lot more of it. And, you know, the questions are, what's it going to take to get you over that hurdle? And some people, maybe it's up to a third, will just say, no matter what, I'm just not going to get it.
Well, I'll say this, Ursula. No matter what, I can sit here and talk about the moving goalposts, and I can sit here and talk about comments. I can say all of those things. But after the message that the governor just gave today, I guarantee you this entire state has more hope now. This entire state, people hear like, okay, you know what? Now we have some incentives, something to look forward to. And to hear him say that we can get back to almost complete normalcy by this mid-summertime, those are things that we need to hear.
Yes.
Not, hey, you know what? Science says we should roll back. You know what? This ain't Simon Says. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Ursula,
go with the positives. I hear you.
You get uncomfortable when I get to going in on Governor Jay Inslee.
No, I don't. I'm happy to criticize where criticism is due, but I also understand that the pandemic is not a perfect line. It's not something like this is all new, so it's not going to be a direct line from A to B, right?
All right, Ursula, you want to do agree to disagree?
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that next. You guys are listening to the G and Ursula Show.
The G and Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. And normally we would bring up a topic, but we, because of the governor's news announcement that there's going to be a 2-week pause and no rollbacks right now, we are going to do our agree to disagree here, abbreviated version. But I just want to say I got an email from one of our listeners named Michelle, another one who says, for once, I agree with G. And she says that she was asking whether I was really glad for the 2-week pause. She says, how do you think those in Pierce and the other two counties feel, you know, that are in phase two right now? It's convenient that he moved his goalposts for the other counties, but Pierce County is still in phase two. And I had to point out that at some point in the past week, they were talking about Pierce County possibly going all the way back to phase one. Why are you laughing?
Because I was thinking about my brothers and sisters down here in Pierce.
But here's
the thing, though, Ursula. I was thinking about my brothers and sisters down here. And we know how restaurants, how they're supposed to be at a certain way when it's back to the phases.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Ursula. Down here in Pierce County, they still doing their thing. They ain't worried about the rollbacks. The restaurants are plentiful.
Well, you're saying that, but is that everyone, or are you just saying some of the ones that you've gone to? I just would be careful because I just read that there was a...
I'm allowed to say outliers. You give outliers when you be making points. Wait a minute.
Not
now.
When we're talking about every restaurant in Pierce County, we're going to now get a bunch of restaurants saying, no, I've been following the rules.
Ursula,
yes.
I'm not saying every. Just like sometimes you say when you were in Pierce County, yes. You saw somebody without a mask.
In Thurston County, I just said I went to a party where there were plenty of people without masks.
Yeah. So I can mention the outliers from time to time.
Yeah.
So the restaurants that I've gone to, they seem very happy.
They're very full.
They're
okay.
Happy.
So there you go. So we have our answer. But in any case, 2 weeks. So, you know, in the meantime, there was mostly good news. I mean, I think that there is a lot to feel good about. Also, the fact that death rates are down. So that was a positive.
I'm getting some shirts made.
Okay, keep it above.
That say, finally, I agree with G. All right, now it's time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right, I'll be quick here. One of the big stories of the day yesterday, Bill and Melinda Gates have split. Another big marriage, A-Rod and J-Lo, where they called it quits as well. Both of these stories gained a ton of coverage, and some were the top trends on social media platforms. I got to ask, Ursula, do we care too much about celebrity marriages?
I don't think so, but I think that there are different degrees of importance. For example, J-Lo, no offense, but given that she and A-Rod don't have the greatest record, the fact that they split before they even, so I think they called off their marriage. They were going to get married, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, and that is different. I mean, that is really kind of more tabloidy in many ways. But the Bill and Melinda Gates thing, that is one where they have huge impact on community. There are implications in terms of their philanthropy, which has done some life-changing work.
Mm-hmm.
So I could totally understand why there would be a big interest in the story. Not to mention, one of the things when you are in a news department or when you are doing what we do, you have to give people what they want to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so often it's like, oh my gosh, why is that even news, or why you even mention it? Reality check. When you go to work or when you get together with your friends, are you not going to mention Bill and Melinda Gates?
Right.
The fact that they're splitting up, because that's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
That is relatable. You're going to be asking, wow, you thought they had it all together. Money doesn't buy happiness. Or wow, they stayed together for so long, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I think it makes sense that you would talk about it, and it does rise to the level of it's a story.
Well, Ursula, I always learn from you on what people are talking about and what news should be talked about. So you help me with that. And as far as their Bill and Melinda Gates or J-Lo and A-Rod, these stories, one thing that kind of remains true, whether it's celebrity or the community or the neighborhood or your family or your coworkers, people love to talk about, hey, did you hear? And then everybody, when you hear the sound of the alarm of, hey, did you hear? You're all ears. Hey, Becky and James are starting to split up. So divorce is always talked about more than an upcoming marriage or a marriage. I don't know why that is.
Unless you're the royal family.
Unless you're the royal.
Or big celebrities.
Big celebrities. So, and another reason why people are talking about the Bill Gates and the Melinda Gates is because sometimes we have this image as if when people have a lot of financial means or a status or whatever, that they don't have possibly some of the same problems as somebody who's got like $10 in their bank account has. Because the truth is, problems are problems that are had by all of us. Now, your problems might not be paying bills, But you're going to still have problems and disagreements. And the last I'll say to this, Ursula, 27 years of marriage, kids are fine. You've made a huge impact on the world. I call it a success.
I agree. And it's an amicable split, too. Gotta love that, too. But I guess we agree on that, though. So we're not making too big of a deal. I know people disagree. I saw so many people saying, why is this even being talked about?
Mm. It's interesting when you bring up, though, like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, a lot bigger deal, like you mentioned, with how much philanthropy is involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well. Okay, up next, the idea of a more rural life was appealing to many during the pandemic, with people moving to counties like Carnation, Snohomish, and more. Some argue you get more bang for your buck buying places in Carnation versus Seattle. Gee, did the pandemic make you think about moving?
Sure did. Absolutely. Best move I ever made in my life. I'm never coming back up there with you city slickers. I love being down here. That's right. Ursula, I want to go into places where everybody knows your name. Hello, G. Well, hello, Ron. I want that type of living. I'm all for it, Ursula.
I want to just say it plain and simply. No, I love my short commute. I'm staying in the city. Did not change my mind.
All right, we got time for one more quick one. I'm going to do a fun one here. Magellan TV has a challenge for you all, one that I think will excite the diehard binge watchers out there. Fans of true crime are being offered the chance to earn $2,400 by watching the show. Seems simple enough, but the catch is you have to stream it nonstop for 24 hours and document it for the world. Now, I know true crime has some serious fans out there, but gee, are you watching true crime for 24 hours straight for $2,400?
Absolutely. I watch true crime 24 hours straight for $50 and a box of bum bums. Go ahead, Ursula.
Wait, a box of what?
I don't even know.
I don't even know. They're like chocolate bon bombs? Is that what you
mean? Bonbons.
Bonbons. That's what they're called.
I love you guys. Okay. No. I'm not going to be glued. I don't like true crime stories. I can't do it for 24 hours. I could do it for maybe a couple of hours. But although the 2400, that might be the game changer.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you apply?
Yeah, how do you apply? It's a good question. You can reach out to Magellan TV if you're interested.
Yeah, and I want to know more about how do you have to document it. The watching it is one thing for 2400 bucks, but if you now have to do write-ups on each one, yeah, that might
maybe
be
you can like
worth,
live stream it. You're sitting there and you got to be there live. But
anyway, but you love the true crime. And yeah, I think, gee, that's one of your favorite. Don't you love those murder mysteries?
Every night I get a little glimpse. And usually it puts me to sleep late at night because I know Lillian doesn't really. She watches them just to be supportive of me. But that's just kind of my thing.
You know what's been my thing lately? I know we're running out of time here, but complete non sequitur. But I told you that I've been glued to the Last Chance U series on Netflix. And I've started the football one now.
Right. Oh!
I got through the basketball one, and I loved it so much. Football one, I don't like that coach.
Hey, tell the truth, y'all. You will never say bonbons again. You will say bonbons. Just like I did.
Text line's going nuts right now with the bomb.
Coming up next, it is time for Words to Live By and your text. It's Gene Ursula. It is the Gene Ursula Show. Hope you guys are having a bomb type of day.
That's the cutest thing. Oh, Lordy.
It is now time for your text feedback, and then we'll get to Ursula's words to live by. Ursula?
Okay, when it comes to the breaking news about the rollback pause, 253 says, quote, we are in a constantly evolving situation. Hang on.
253?
Yeah, wait, he says, hang on. Did he just say that they're changing the metrics because things aren't what they were? No more basic algebra to try and solve calculus? Oh, good.
253 says, so King County gets to stay in phase 3, but Pierce has to stay in phase 2? Bogus.
Yeah, a lot of people feeling that way. 206 says, open us up. Every state has a reopening plan or fully open now, except for us. It's time, Governor Inslee.
University of Washington mandates the vaccine. 253 says, don't colleges already require immunizations and they're just kind of adding the COVID-19 vaccine to that list?
Yes. And the problem that some people have is that this is a very new vaccine. But hopefully you heard Dr. Rasmussen explain that it's really not experimental and not that new. Okay, 253 says, can't believe I am agreeing with G, but yes, this is not discrimination. The shots are now widely available. In fact, I bet they will have them at the WSU tours. The kids are required to have all other vaccinations, so just add the COVID vaccine so things can get back to normal, please.
See, it's not so bad agreeing with me. You'll be okay. Bill and Melinda Gates in their breakup. 206 says, I don't mean this to sound rude, but honestly, why do we care? It seems amicable. I'm still friends with my ex-wife. Good friends. Good for them. I hope the next chapter goes well. Why is this news on day two?
Like, because it broke after our show and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. 360 says, when I first heard that they were divorcing, I thought, why now? Good grief. When I remembered that was the same amount of time I was married, then I understand it now.
I thought they were thinking about me and all. Well, anyways. 360 says, we hear of business people successful 5, 10, 15 years at a company, or say 4 successful years as president. So maybe it's time for the same for marriages.
When it comes to Berkeley's approach to traffic stops, 425 says, you know what ideas would work? How about people just obey the law? All people, everybody.
206 says, I think things like tail lights out, expired tabs should not be handled by police. But yes, police should handle serious offenders.
253 says, as a 31-year veteran of local law enforcement, I no longer make traffic stops. The traffic cameras do not work. Since you can't prove who was driving the car, no one pays the ticket. That's why the traffic cameras are going away. I do not pull anyone over for expired tabs since the voters vetoed it. You cannot have civilians making traffic stops. Some people can take themselves too serious and then they get killed. The number one complaint I get from the public is speeding vehicles in their neighborhoods.
Man. Hey, thank you to that police officer that texted in. And yep. Appreciate you listening to the show. Ursula, it's time for the mic drop text of the day.
253 says, you cannot change what's going on around you until you start changing what's going on within you.
Good stuff. Ursula, it's time for your words to live by.
And maybe I'll piggyback on that one. This is a great quote. Open-minded people embrace being wrong, are free of illusions, don't mind what people think of them, and question everything, even themselves.
Good
Have
stuff.
Have an awesome day.
Ursula, Paul, thank you. Andrew, thank you. And to thank all of you listeners, appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Bonbons!